American Language Course,
Tape 2406A. Listen, the phrase think it over means about the same as consider it. For example, Joe is invited to go fishing. He tells the person who invited him, I'll think it over and call you later, or I'll consider it and call you later. Let's practice substituting think it over for consider it. When you hear my sentence using consider it, change the sentence to use think it over. Repeat the correct change when you hear it. The examples will be in two sentences. Change only the last sentence. Thank you very much for the invitation. May I have time to consider it? May I have time to think it over? I think I can complete the job on time. I need a little time to consider it. I need a little time to think it over. We're planning a trip to California. Let's consider it for a while. Let's think it over for a while. I appreciate your invitation very much. Please give me time to consider it. Please give me time to think it over. Don't start a new job in a hurry. Consider it carefully. Think it over carefully. I'd like to study the suggestion for a while. I'd like to consider it carefully. I'd like to think it over carefully. Listen and repeat. Thanks very much for the invitation. May I have time to think it over? I think I can finish the job on time. However, I need some time to think it over. Don't start a new job in a hurry. Think it over carefully before you start. I think your suggestion is good. However, I'd like to think it over. Listen. The phrase to watch out means about the same as to be careful or to take precautions. For example, a mixture of gasoline vapor and air is highly explosive. Watch out. Be careful. Take precautions. Let's practice some sentences containing these phrases. Repeat my statements. Answer my questions. If oil is spilled, clean it up immediately. If oil is spilled, take precautions. What should you do when oil is spilled? Watch out. Take precautions. Be careful. Clean it up immediately. Place waste and trash in suitable containers. Take precautions by placing waste and trash in containers. Be careful by placing waste and trash in containers. Watch out and dispose of waste and trash. Where should waste and trash be placed? In suitable containers. Waste and trash should be placed in suitable containers. Why should this be done? In order to... In order to keep the area clean. This should be done in order to avoid accidents. Waste and trash might cause a fire. Someone might slip and fall on account of spilled oil. How could spilled oil cause an accident? Someone might... Someone might slip and fall. How could waste and trash cause an accident? They might... They might cause a fire. Waste and trash might cause a fire. Be careful. Take precautions. Dispose of waste and trash. Old parts could be a hazard. Someone might trip and fall on old parts. Someone might get a bad cut or bruise from old parts. How could old parts be dangerous? Someone might... Someone might trip and fall on old parts. Dispose of old parts. Take precautions. Be careful. Watch out. Old parts are dangerous. Listen carefully and be ready to answer some questions on the reading. Good housekeeping is the best fire prevention system yet formed. Here are a few precautions. Do not allow oily rags to accumulate. That is, to collect in open piles. Immediately remove clothes saturated with fuel and oil. I repeat, if your clothes become saturated, take them off as soon as possible. Never store, that is to say, never keep flammables in open containers. I repeat, do not store flammables in open containers. Listen to the following sentences. Answer my questions. Repeat my statements. Should flammables be stored in open containers? No, they shouldn't. Where should they be stored? In closed containers. They should be stored in closed containers. Why should they be kept in closed containers? Because they might cause a fire. Flammables might cause a fire. If your clothes become saturated, what should you do? Take them off. Remove them. You should remove them as soon as possible. What is the best fire prevention system? Good housekeeping. Good housekeeping is the best system. What is another word for accumulate? Collect. Accumulate and collect mean about the same here. Listen again to this reading and take notes. You may check your notes during playback. Good housekeeping is the best fire prevention system yet formed. Here are a few precautions. Do not allow oily rags to accumulate, that is, to collect, in open piles. Immediately remove clothes saturated with fuel and oil. I repeat, if your clothes become saturated, take them off as soon as possible. Never store, that is to say, never keep flammables in open containers. I repeat, do not store flammables in open containers. Flammables might cause a fire. Place waste and trash in suitable containers. Watch out and dispose of waste and trash. This should be done in order to avoid accidents. Waste and trash might cause a fire. Someone might slip and fall on account of spilled oil. Be careful. Take precautions. Someone might get a bad cut or bruise from old parts as well. If oil is spilled, clean it up. Watch out. Be careful. This is the end of tape 2406A.